Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited, folks, because John Audette is back in the building, so to speak. John and I go way back to the early days of my show back in 99, 90, even 98. I think we first had him on the show way back in 98. He was one of our early, actually a founding member of our Brain Trust. And then he sold his business and kind of rode off into the sunset. And the next thing I know, I'm interviewing his son. And I'm thinking, wow, what's wrong with that picture? And so I told Adam that I wanted to get his dad back on the show. And he's back in the marketplace, folks, helping folks like you and me, helping small business owners, which is what he's been doing all these years, over the years, helping us especially in the online world. He's the founder and the CEO of 406 Strategies, and he's here to talk to us about a very important topic that you and I've talked about before. John Audette, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. It's been too long. I'm sorry it took us so long to reconnect, but you know, after you were here in the early days, You were an original founding member of our Brain Trust, and so now that group is about 2,000 strong, that community of small business experts. And so I want to thank you for being one of the early folks to take my call and join me on the show back in those days, and which was sort of the formative years of what we're doing. John, something that's happened since you were and I talked last has been the maturation of the online world, and part of that maturity is the ability for small businesses to use the internet to leverage local customers. Talk to us about that.
It's a big deal. You know, I actually kind of came back into the business about 4 years ago to help my son Adam start what is called Audette Media, and he does organic search for mostly enterprise companies, some local and smaller companies. And after we got that set up, I really had the itch to do my own thing, and it's something I've wanted to do for a long time. I'm kind of a David and Goliath guy, and I really love small and local business. And you know, they face a lot of challenges, and which you go over on your show frequently.
Yep.
And to me, recent events, and really fairly recent events on the internet, which is broadly being called now localization of the internet for marketing purposes, is probably one of the biggest wins to happen to small and local business in years, maybe ever.
I think your last statement is absolutely not even a little bit hyperbole. I think it's on the money.
I think it is too, and you know, it's ironic because one of the challenges small and local businesses face is competition from the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side of it, a big part of the solution for their marketing is the same thing. What's happened really is that the local channels are not as effective as they used to be. I could go on and on. I could probably talk about this for 5 hours, but you know, the Yellow Pages are kind of going away. And for years, as you know, local and small businesses had the same channels. They had their Yellow Pages, which was really the cornerstone. They had the local newspaper. They had the local radio and maybe the local television. And of course, you know, those channels are still there, all except maybe the Yellow Pages, which are diving like a stone.
Mm-hmm.
We follow the financials of the Yellow Pages because that's the one place where you can get concrete information on just how they're doing. And my partner is an MBA, and I have a background in finance, and so we basically follow them that way. And In a one-year period, for example, Dex's revenues went from $1.8 billion to $600 million. And if people, you know, under a certain age, for the most part, aren't using Yellow Pages.
Right.
And so people...
Well, one of the reasons is they've got that we have new technology that prevents you from having to do that. I have a Google Droid phone, and it has a voice search. And I could say pepperoni pizza in Peoria into my phone, and it will pull up all the places in Peoria, Illinois, where I can get pepperoni pizza in about 4 seconds.
And max. That's exactly the feature.
4 seconds,
you know?
Max. And that's what's going on right now, folks. And so we're going to get John, we're going to get into the weeds a little bit. We'll talk about how you can literally execute on this. But remember, this is just one of the new tools. You're still going to want to round out all of your marketing with all of this the resources you have out there, but it is one of the new powerful tools. Twintel, stay with us. I can't
imagine any... Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.